Here we are, another episode of Lag Time. I'm Matt. Kenny's next to me.
Yep.
Andy across from me.
Hello.
Jack's.
He's there. He's there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Today's episode, we got a Steam summer sale going on now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And digital distribution.
I'm sniffing mm-hmm. beer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're pretty much huffing
getting
beer
high
right
off
now.
This beer.
So, speaking of beer, what do we got?
Well, we got two beers today.
Well, we do.
But we're going to go
with
our first one.
Beer is, the first beer we are drinking right now is from Green Wolf Brewing Company. And it is, this is probably one of their first 100 bottles, if not
what?
Less than that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Official bottles.
We got to save that shit.
This is, this is his first batch he's ever actually sold. So this is my boss's friend. He just opened this up and
this is very good.
It is.
This is very, very good.
I got to taste it. So before we go any further, because we always love to plug up and coming breweries.
Yeah, this
good God.
Is Middleburg. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Middleburg.
Middleburg, right outside
Middleburg,
Albany,
New
York.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make a
black. It's still out kind of in the sticks.
It's Ravens?
Black IPA?
Black IPA.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to have a class field trip.
I would love to. I would buy all of this beer and drink mm-hmm. all of it.
Tastes like coffee.
You know what?
Mm. It's like a black IPA, yeah.
I'll tell you what.
It's very tasty.
I think what we need to do is go on a field trip to this guy, see what else he's got, and maybe plug it a little bit more on the podcast, because this is actually very
this is
good.
This is very good. Very
extremely good.
Two thumbs up.
Mm.
7.5%. I'm about that
life. Well, his other one. He's got a Hefeweizen now, a Imperial IPA, or Imperial Stout. I can't remember. And there's something else. I think it's a porter.
It's a copper
too. Top those
yesterday and had little, they had like a sampler there.
Oh, for?
Just like random things.
Oh, that's
on
awesome.
The draft list. Yeah, I did the Arrogant Bastard, which, God, that's so
it's
hard
such
to drink.
A bitter beer.
It's so hard to drink. Thankfully, it was only a little 5 ounce, so I put it away pretty quick. They had some Hefeweizen. I had like this blueberry ale.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking
it was
about.
Pretty good. They like had
yeah.
blueberries in it.
Yep.
It was pretty tasty once you let the blueberries sit. And then I had Kilkenny's.
Kilkenny's is good.
It's very good. It's very tasty.
All right,
oh, looks
Jack.
Like
Jack's
got something
beer?
Else too
yep.
for us today. What we got?
Because of our surprise announcement for our up and coming brewery.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I went with something that the brewery is not in New York State. However, as everybody shakes their head, they are up in the Syracuse, in the Great Lakes area, the Finger Lakes area. They're up in this area almost half the year, promoting, touring, things of that nature. And this is Great Lakes Brewing Company. I think we're all familiar with up in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well
mm-hmm.
be a local beer for as much as they're up here. And even though I think Empire Brewery, I think also is a sub-brewery for them up here as well in Syracuse. However, I'm bringing something I'm pretty sure wasn't brewed in Syracuse, but brewed in their plant. And that's
in Cleveland, Ohio.
The Lake Erie Monster.
Mm.
And this is an ale with some, and I believe this is a IPA with a bite to it. It's 9.1 alcohol by volume.
This guy's gonna be bitter. I feel it.
Yep.
It's gonna be like Arrogant Bastard all over again.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna take the plunge here.
Loaded hops and exploding flavors make a legend in its own right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
That is an interesting smell. Okay, not that bitter. Not that bitter. It's actually not bitter at all. It's actually a lot. It's smoother than the Raven, I think.
You know what?
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't taste like a 9.1, though, either.
It's pretty thick.
So, yeah, it's thick.
It's got a bite to it, but it's not like...
It's not that bad. It's not...
It's not like it's choking you.
No, it's kind of like their... it's kind of a little bit like their other one, the one with the... What is it? The fire one that they have. Has anyone ever had that? It basically is like... It's like a smoky beer. It's really strange, but it's good. It's kind of got that same sort of vibe to it.
The other two that I love from Great Lakes Brewing Company is the Commodore Perry, as well as the Edmund Fitzgerald. Commodore Perry is very prominent up here as a, you know, local war hero of the Revolutionary War. And, yeah, it was a revolutionary in 1812. And the Edmund Fitzgerald, a little bit more out west, sunk in Lake Superior during a freak storm. So everything around here that with the brewing company has something to do with the Legends of the Lakes.
Mm. That's cool. So,
anyway, I just thought it was very cool because, I mean, you know, not exactly a local brewery, but
it's still a micro.
To start putting off.
That's a great idea.
Pictures of what we're drinking on there.
That's a great idea.
The Facebook page.
Yep.
So everybody knows what bottles to look for. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we can start finding this somewhere that isn't just the brewery. We can find
it's. It's actually it's a little bit harder, but I know Brett goes out there every once in a while, and we can make orders and come, but he'll come back with some. So
awesome! Definitely like more of those.
Mm. I'd like to meet the man that made that beer. To be honest with you,
he's awesome,
and shake his hand.
He's probably
Justin.
Champion.
Yeah,
probably champion.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Most people that brew beers are pretty champion fellows. Mike Doherty.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, he's not pretentious at all about it either. He's super open. I asked him when I was brewing my own beer. I asked him about like yeast and like the proper way to pitch it, and like. I think I did it like in an audiobook that we were doing, and he edited some, and I like left a note like there, like saying, "Yo, how do you pitch it?" And he was like, "That was the best note I've ever received." Awesome. And then like pages and pages on pitching yeast. Like I expected like maybe like a couple sentences, but no, it was like three paragraphs.
That's good though.
Just huge paragraphs on pitching yeast. Like he's super open to.
That's good though.
Speaking of which, too, it's brewing beer is a pain in the ass process.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it tomorrow.
It's a
new batch.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oktoberfest.
Nice.
It's a labor of love, though, I'll tell you that much. And but one of the, yeah, again, you know, make sure everything's sterile and yeast pitching and make sure everything's the exact temperature.
Yeah, it's a lot of science behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I brewed a beer a couple years ago. I got a brew thing from...
Brew kit.
Yeah. Thing kit.
Yeah, it was a small one.
Yeah, for Christmas one year. And it was a pretty good beer. It tasted like a Labatt's. It's good.
I think what we need to do is make a lagtime brew and give it out.
I'll make it on that. Yeah. I really want to try his porter really bad.
That sounds good.
Because I think I had the bad version of it by what he considered bad.
Which is probably
the most fantastic thing. Yeah. It was the best mess up I've ever drank ever.
Nectar of the gods.
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
Speaking of the god himself, Gaben.
Mm-hmm. I'll give him like Lord of the Realm status. I will not go god on him.
No, I was being more of a yeah.
Maybe Hand of the King? Something like that. I don't know.
Every episode you work in a Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yes.
Every single one.
It's in the contract. I feel like
he has to now. He's right. He kinda has to at this point.
It's in the contract, damn it. Always be
summer sales are going on. Mm-hmm. I think I probably all of my Steam like collection
is
think
off. Yeah,
probably like 89% of it is
mine.
I just hit 50 games actually.
I'm
just
at 74. I think I just if it's cheap, it's I'm hard just like,
to,
fuck it.
It's so hard to say no.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, this game's $4. I don't care if I've never heard of it. Fucking buy it.
I spent like two. I think I spent $2 on Papers, Please or something, and I probably put like over 40 hours into it.
Yeah, such a FTL game. I got. Well, yeah. FTL I bought full price.
Oh,
because I really liked.
The it's game, a good one so to.
I bought that for it, full price. Oh, $10.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Speaking of which,
oh boy,
nothing. Yeah.
Speaking of which, when's that episode coming out?
Jax, I'm still trying to mess the edits through. Like,
yeah, no, you're using.
Yeah, we're going to work on that later, I think.
We're using Windows Movie Maker, so it's not the greatest.
Well, it's not that we're using Windows Movie Maker. It's also the fact that I have zero video editing experience.
Except the ones he's getting now.
Yeah. I'm, like, learning this as I do it.
Well, it's the best way. Learn on the fly.
So, if it wasn't for the fact that this should have been out like 2 weeks ago, I'd agree with you, but...
Yeah, we apologize for that to our loyal viewers and listeners, I guess. Listeners! Well, technically they are viewing the episode, so...
Eventually. Anyhow. They will.
Anyway. We have an episode of a Let's Play coming out of us with Faster Than Light. It should be out within the next couple
Speaking
weeks.
Speaking of which, that was on sale when I left.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if it's still $4. But yeah.
Yep. No, it's the daily one, so it's up for another like 20-something hours.
Awesome. Awesome.
Cool.
I think I need to fire What is anyone has? What games have anyone picked up yet so far?
I got State of Decay.
It's a good game.
Matt Jones has played that.
Yep, 360.
What else? I bought a bunch of games. I don't even remember what they are now. Bought State of Decay. I almost bought Rocksmith.
Oh,
because it was on sale for like $15, so I was like, but I didn't because
I looked up on Amazon
for one, and you can't use their, you have to use theirs. And
how much is theirs?
Like $28.
Wow, yeesh.
In the long run, like
it's still cheaper than getting the game.
Like. Yeah, in the long run, it would have been a good investment because I know people that have the game, and
John has it, right?
Has it, and he's actually like
adamant on it.
Yeah. Learned he likes it, yeah. Pretty a lot of guitar stuff, so
it seems,
and I need
yeah,
to get back
to
into
good.
It. So
I picked up Democracy 3.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was a very difficult game. I came to the conclusion I would not be a good president.
Well, no shit, because you nuke everything.
Well, yeah, that. Man, and I got assassinated by the Black Panther group or Black Power group. Or
what? Oh.
Yeah.
Care to elaborate on that?
I guess I
What'd
didn't.
What'd you do?
I forgot exactly what it was, but the policies that I chose did not fit well with the minorities. And they were
So you
really...
were a racist.
You're
no, he just went. He just went with the majority.
Yeah, and they weren't happy about that, so they shot me.
Oh,
and a bunch of my cabinet members, I guess.
Oh, oh.
Can you name your cabinet members?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, damn. That's upsetting.
I feel like
we're just
head,
talking about that.
I feel like my head would be on a pike on top.
Oh,
of
yeah,
my
I got the XCOM DLC too. I got that. I seriously bought. Yeah, Contagion.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. You're reminding me. I don't. This is the problem with the summer sale. I'll just throw games and.
Contagion's fun. For it was surprising because I bought it like on a whim. Like it was like $3
yeah,
or something.
It's exactly how I got half the games I own.
Yeah, and it's like you know what? I don't really care. And like the Metacritic score, I didn't even look at until after I bought it. It was like 62, and I was like, oh, it's probably gonna be kind of bad. And I played it, and it was hilariously awesome. It's actually really, really fun. So. Props for the summer sale for getting me into games that I never would have bought.
I wish I bought that Divine Cybermancy game when it was $1.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Sean were talking about it.
Yeah.
It was like $1. I regret not
that's
buying
why,
it.
That's why I bought Awesome Knots, because it was like, oh, 99 cents. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. Just give it to me.
Fucking buy it.
And I re-downloaded Team Fortress 2.
Nice.
It's always good.
It's nice. Free, so mm-hmm. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
I think Sanctum 2 was on sale lately, too.
It is. There was. It was a flash, though.
It's great.
It's probably...
another great one. I already owned it, but...
Yep. I
Skyrim was $5.
Yeah. And what was... Oh, another one I got. I picked up... I got the Surgeon Simulator, finally.
Nice.
Oh, God.
It was like $3.
Yeah,
was like,
as well.
I think we need to do a Let's 50? Play a Surgeon Simulator.
Might as well.
Oh, God.
$3.
It was, yeah. It's like, I don't care. I want to do operations.
Yeah.
I think that's our next one.
Ridiculously.
We can have it in the studio.
Don't starve, I got to.
Don't Starve, yeah. I own that for a while, and or actually, obviously, I still have it.
Yes,
yeah. Steam and stuff. But
have any of you guys played 7 Days to Die?
I
nice.
Have it on
keep
my wish list,
it.
But I
keep
I
it.
Wasn't sure if I wanted it or not.
Yeah, I haven't gotten it. I wanted to see how it is first before
right?
I buy it.
It was like over $10, I think, when it was on sale. So
yeah,
that's when I'm wary. I'm like, But if it's like under $5, it's really hard not to.
It's pretty much, yeah. If it looks interesting, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of. Yeah, I'll just fucking buy it. I don't care.
What was do you remember your favorite buy from a summer sale at all? Like, your thing you remember? Because I think I got, oh, crap. I wasn't going to get Civ. Ever
probably Civ.
I wasn't gonna get Civ, and then I was
XCOM.
Like, it was on sale for XCOM.
XCOM is mine.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna get Civ, and I dumped over 400 hours into it. So, I mean, yeah, it was a good thing that it was on sale.
I still don't remember us buying Brave New World. By the way,
we did.
I still don't remember.
It was on sale. It must have been last year's summer.
Oh
sale.
No, I remember how I got it. They did. It was on sale. It was not during a summer sale or a winter.
Was it just
like,
on sale?
It was just on sale, and you could, for like $6, upgrade to the Game of the Year edition.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And then that's how we got all that other
yep. That's when I told like half of our friends to go buy it because you could just get the Game of the Year edition for like $8.
Yeah, totally worth it.
And that game, yeah.
That game was worth every single half of a penny that I paid.
I in retrospect, I would go back and buy it for price.
I would too, hands down.
If knowing going into it that I would have put that much time into that game, oh my god.
Oh, Natural Selection 2 also. I bought that and it's fantastic. It's a really really interesting game. It's like a mix. It's an RTS. Where, like, the two commanders, like, their foot soldiers are first-person shooter. Like, the players are your...
Which is awesome.
Yeah. And then, you know, you earn credits and spend it on upgrades for them, and they have their own credits that they buy. And, you know, so everyone awesome. Makes their own decisions on what they want to spend their money on or save or stuff like that. It's a very, very in-depth game. Probably not, yeah. Not for everyone, definitely.
No. If you don't like the heavy strategy element, it won't be.
I mean, it's a little bit like Aliens Colonial Marine too, because like half the other team, it's not just like Marines versus Marines, yeah, Marines versus Aliens, so the whole Alien gameplay too is kind of, it's tricky, but it's fun. It's actually, they have an interesting competitive scene out in Sweden.
Oh, I bet.
It's the Swedes. Oh, I bet.
So what other games are coming out that you guys are looking forward to on the Steam Summer Sale?
Dude,
or is it all just a mystery?
We don't.
I kind of wanted to get Rogue Legacy because it's like a rogue game. It's a roguelike game where I think your lineage survives. So every time you go in the castle and you die, like your son or your daughter comes in your place. And then so they keep some of your stuff, like they keep some of your progress, but the castle's all different again. And so that's a pretty cool game to.
To answer your question though, like you get to vote like every like 8 hours, you can vote on a choice of like four games. There's two like packs
I like that system a lot more than voting for a specific one of four games. Which
you vote for like
past.
A theme four game pack, like co-op RPG or like first person action or something like that. And those are the only ones you really have control over. Other than that,
it's just
random.
And I think every year Steam really does something different when it comes to like their sale. They try to do something different with it. I don't remember last year's.
Like
this
the,
year,
the
this
mini
year
game thing that
yeah,
goes
this
along.
This year
with
we're
it.
With a, we're on teams. Everyone's on their own team and like
yeah,
craft
it's
badges.
It's kind of convoluted this year, to be honest.
I'm not really sure what
I don't.
Like, what's the point of winning? I guess 30 members of the team get the game on their wish list,
the
right?
The top 30 contributors on each team get 3 random games off their wish list every time it closes.
I mean, that's a lot of work to do.
It is. When you think about it,
like you have to spend more money.
It's
to
more,
get.
Yeah, it's
I'd
more,
rather just save the money
you're
and get the
more
3 games I want.
You're more of like you're more of getting like a buy X number of games for a chance to get 3 free. You're not really like
yeah.
I mean, it's cool if you if
it's an interesting
if you narrowed your wish list down to like 3 like. Really expensive games. You could probably game the system if you knew you were gonna get. If you knew you were a top contributor, if you were like
yeah, but then your team still has to win that week, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like a pretty cool idea, but
I don't think it was. It's different.
It was more fun last year because last year was the thing with the badges where you get them by playing the game and you get the cards that you can make the badges
out
of.
You still do that.
You can, but it's not.
And the whole thing is you make badges to contribute to your team, right?
I don't know if they count this year, though.
Oh, I thought that's how you got points. I thought you got points by crafting badges.
You craft badges using this year's cards.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
You can't just...
Again, it's really convoluted. There was a whole page of text that I didn't really want to read because I just wanted to buy some games and play games. But...
Oh, another game I got off the Steam sale, Just Cause 2. Curly will attest. It's hilariously great, that game. And now they just have their multiplayer mod, too. So
which
everyone's
is
running
hilarious.
Around with like 500 people on a server.
And also,
the map is huge. That's the biggest map, I think, still to date.
Witcher 2, the new Witcher games got
Witcher
leaked.
3?
Witcher 3's got leaked.
Oh,
64
yeah?
square kilometers, I think.
I don't know if that's bigger.
It's
or
huge. It's like all right,
so
enormous.
Picture this.
It's, yeah, that's
picture
open
the city
world,
of Syracuse
yeah.
is 25 square miles. A kilometer is slightly. Bigger than a longer than a mile? Bigger than a mile?
Shorter, right?
Slightly shorter, but not
stupid
much.
Kilometers system. Shorter.
Yeah. Shorter.
But yeah, I figure so 25 or no, yeah.
It's a big ass
yeah,
map.
Still, it's probably as big, if
probably
not
as big as the
yeah.
county of our county.
I don't know how much in-game, like, square mileage Daisy's is, but that's probably the closest thing to the new Witcher.
Oh, Just Cause shits all over Daisy.
Does it?
Yeah.
It seemed pretty big when
it's
I played the demo of it.
Unbelievably big, yeah.
It seemed pretty big.
But a lot of Just Cause 2 is nothing.
It's just wilderness and
Daisy,
stuff.
Yeah, Daisy's the same
and
way.
Speaking
like,
of which...
Well, not the new Daisy. The new Daisy.
The new one
is
a lot
more stuff in it.
I haven't played that in a while.
I did a little bit. I still got some of the same errors I still get and stuff
really?
Like that, but I think it was better.
Last time I played it was with John a month ago when he had a day off, we played. My guy's just like logged out in the middle of somewhere with like an assault rifle and a bunch
of
shit.
My guy still has your SKS when you died.
I have like a fully like...
I'm
four. I'm like, oh, yeah. Dude, I have like, my guy's loaded. Should get that game, Jax. You should get that game too, man.
I really should.
It's pretty fun.
I should. I gotta get it.
It'll probably go on sale.
It was on sale.
It'll go on sale again, though.
It will. It's probably their top selling game still. I don't know how they've managed to pull that off.
Well, I gotta tell you this. You know, there were some people in Homeland Security for FEMA that actually played that game. Just popped into the game to see how people would handle a disaster level
they don't
thing.
Handle
it's
it
not.
Well.
It's not. No.
But no. Actually, the study.
Give me
that
a beans.
I gotta go ahead and find out the study that they put out because they did come because basically
the No Pants Clan.
No Pants Clan. I did the No Pants dance for a while. Yeah. I was running around with no pants for a little while.
But
that was by choice, though, not because someone made me do it. But anyway. I just felt like running around with no pants and a gas mask.
Yeah.
Strike fear in the heart of my enemies.
But anyway, there was a study they did where basically they showed that there were a lot of parallels to what would happen in a disaster apocalyptic event or even like a disaster like Katrina or Rita or anything of that nature where you'd have a group of people who would take the law into their own hands and, you know, police everybody else. You'd have the people who would be running around, raiding everything, pillaging everything, and then have the other group of people that were just trying to survive.
I can't say that's inaccurate.
No. The policing thing is, you didn't really see that often.
There are groups that will hunt down bandits.
They're not nearly as prominent as bandits, every other type of person, though.
Right, but also, when you're talking about video games, there's always a moral and ethical sort of a cutoff because in a video game you could be a huge dick and not have to worry about the consequences. But when it comes
when we play, we just kind of
we don't really kill unless we have to.
Yeah,
right. And exactly,
we kind of just go until someone else offs us. Really,
right. But there's a group of people out there who are like, yeah, let's go down and run down people.
We actually haven't really looked for people when we go to Starry or stuff like that. But we've tried to, if we see someone and we're like, oh, they're just doing their thing, you know, we don't really.
Yeah. And even when we just played the game, we were in the most recent one, we were in Palana. And those two people were down the street, and we were just like, all right, well, let's leave.
Yeah, we weren't looking for trouble. We had enough supplies and stuff.
Right,
we're not trying to.
But that's the majority.
I mean,
we've always,
although if we've seen like it's one of those things that like if we'll roll up into a city playing that game and we see like someone shooting at someone else, we'll actually like try and scope out and see if we can kill the people shooting at the other people.
Right.
But
so
it's
really hard to tell who's
but anyways,
exactly
there,
who. You know?
There
exactly.
Again is that.
But we usually prioritize the people that are shooting at anyone.
Yeah. Anyone who has more gear than the other person is trying to like pick on them or something.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we always do it. We'll size it up and maybe if we can get a shot or two in, we'll try.
Right,
but
there was this whole, you know what I mean? But yeah, that kind of goes.
We're not going to be like, yo, we killed them for you. Here's like food and guns. No, we'll just try and ghost them and then leave. Like,
that's exactly
gonna,
what we would do, yeah.
We would just ghost people and leave.
Yeah. I don't think that ever happened, though. I'm not sure.
We came close a few times, though.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, that's a difficult game to...
As we talk about, you know, the different games that Steam offers, we can't help but touch upon our subject when we talk about this stuff.
So much beer in front of me. And I start drinking it.
Consume.
That was really good. The beer would be really full.
What? Like,
that beer made me full.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah.
It was like... Mm-hmm. It was filling.
But anyway, as we talk about Steam...
To crack open three of these.
the biggest thing...
I'll drink all of them if you guys... Well,
so
I'll just sleep here.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, One of the bigger things that I've realized about Steam is it's kind of grown up a little bit in its own. Because how long has been Steam been on the market for?
A while now. It was really bad in its inception, though.
People hated it.
It was awful when it first came out, though.
When it first came out, it was bad. They didn't offer like sales like this.
No. What? No, longer than that.
No. Probably. At least seven, I would say. 7 years?
Yeah, I would say closer on the side of 10 than...
Yeah, than 5 or 4.
But Steam's been around a while. It's had its ups and downs. But now we kind of see where people go to Steam to buy their PC games. Rather than
unless you're looking for a collector's edition,
mm-hmm. right?
You're not going to a store.
Yeah, people aren't going to GameStop or Walmart or Best Buy anymore to pick up like StarCraft games,
Blizzard games are the only things I get physical copies of anymore, just because I want like the
Yeah, and I don't blame you. Or soundtracks.
Yeah, soundtracks too. Oh, that's so another.
So now, as we talk about this, we can't help but see that. There was a platform where digital downloading has had great success. We've actually kind of seen with Steam.
Saturn. Or Dreamcast for that matter.
But those two.
I don't think Dreamcast had digital download. It had internet. But
no, yeah, Sega Saturn did.
Dreamcast totally had Virtual On, though. That game was amazing.
Yep. Unfortunately, those consoles were a bit before their time, and they were trying to be online systems in the era of, hey, let's go over and play at Matt's house, or hey, let's go over and play at Andy's house.
Yeah, they were.
That they were ahead of its time. So we now have seen a platform where digital distribution has come of age on the PC world, and that there are very few people who will still go out and buy games on hard copy who are PC gamers,
mm-hmm.
unless like it's a collector's edition or something.
Even then, it's not
unheard of to get it online and just download the soundtrack. You can download the art book. Yep. You can download everything that
it's just a matter of, do you want more physical shit? Yeah, I personally am a sucker for physical shit.
You can download soundtracks on Spotify. I downloaded Titanfall. Yeah.
You download the soundtrack on it?
Yeah,
they have a ton of game soundtracks on it.
Well, I know they do, but I didn't know you can download them.
Well, yeah. Well, do you download it or is it just listening to them? Well, it's just
listening to it.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of them. I didn't know the Titanfall soundtrack on there. Yep. I gotta take a look at that.
Now, again, as we talk about this, we're talking about in its current way of digital distribution. Do you think if something like that was to come to consoles?
It has come to consoles.
It has.
But do you think...
It did last generation.
But do you think, as that gets more popular, are we going to start to see that paradigm shift that we start to see in the PC community going for online sales as opposed to hard copy game store sales?
Probably.
I think eventually. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not even sure it's going to happen this generation. I don't even know if it's going to happen for the Xbox One or the PS4 even.
I think it will. I think it'll happen. I think it'll happen a lot sooner than... end of the life cycle.
People are lazy. They don't want to get up and drive.
Well, exactly. No, I don't. I like the fact that I can just look on my phone and be like, oh, I want this PS4 game. And then all of a sudden it starts downloading at mm-hmm. home. Like, and then I get home and I can play it. Like, that's ridiculous.
No one wants to sit and stop at a game store and then get hassled by shitty employees. But
the thing with... Yeah.
You want this extra shit?
The only thing, I guess, used games. I know... People like used games. I know Curly does. He doesn't like paying full price for a game at all, which I can't really say I support. Because there are games that I will go out and get the first day, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I feel like some developers, I think the whole problem with that, I guess, would be that's the second party thing. The whole, how do developers get money out of that?
Right. And that's also...
Which is, I guess, that would be the next topic after we finish talking about, is it going to happen? Which it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a matter of time.
When you get it on the PS4 store or the Xbox Live Arcade or whatever, obviously that money's going right to Xbox and the publisher.
It's going to whoever made the
publisher,
the game.
And then the publisher will give it to the distributor or the developer.
It'll go to EA or Activision or Microsoft Game Studios, Sony Online Entertainment.
Bethesda Studios.
And anyone who's publishing a game. It'll,
and here's the other thing, too. It's this is kind of how I feel about that whole situation, is with digital distribution, I kind of feel like the concept is there. Like, it's been proven. It's proven fact. People want this. People, like, what would be better for you guys? Hey, the new Halo 5 is coming out, all right? Do you want to pre-purchase it on the Xbox Marketplace and then sit at our console, and then at midnight our Eastern Standard Time, it clicks on ready to play? Or do we want to go out to a GameStop, sit there in the freezing rain in November up here, because November suck weather-wise up in this area, outside the store, and wait in line for another 30 minutes after midnight, get our copy, then drive home?
I mean, it's another one of those things that
but
it's personal.
But do you want the collector's edition that has the statue with the with the art book and the soundtrack?
Well,
or
obviously,
whatever,
for me, I would wait. But again, Halo's probably the wrong choice for me.
Well, no, it's not the wrong. It's not the wrong choice. It's another thing of personal preference. Yeah. Like there are a lot of games that what you said, I would totally be like, all right, let's do it.
I don't think that's gonna go away ever.
No.
But I don't think it's gonna be as prominent.
No.
No one's gonna. Especially like if you were just going to the store to get normal game.
When I did it when I got my Xbox with Titanfall, like. I got it off Amazon before it came out. It was at my doorstep like 11 a.m. the day Titanfall released.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to really, if you don't mind not playing at midnight, you can still get the game at your house, physical copy, day of.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So you can still not even use those. You can still just order it from home and have it get there.
Mm-hmm. Or even there was I have a couple friends and some cousins who have actually, what they've done is they've had friends who, for their birthday, they wanted a copy of the game, have actually paid for it via Amazon and had it shipped to their residence. And that gets there within a day.
Yeah.
A physical hard copy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's definitely all well and good, but I think if we're going to bridge this with the Steam sale, like when it comes to digital distribution, the Steam sale, the reason I have so many PC games is because they're dirt cheap.
Yeah. Exactly.
They are dirt cheap. And, like, I wouldn't own any of those games if they weren't, like...
There's some I would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And but also, not near... I would not have 74 games on my Steam account
now. I'd have 10, maybe.
Yeah. And
maybe
here's
20
the other thing
if
too.
That.
I have 9. I don't think I would.
Also, when you go to, a big box store or a gaming store... You go there, you're probably going to pay $10-$15 for the game, even if it's... I mean, for God's sakes, copies of Halo 3 are running for about $7 still. Hard copies at GameStop.
I think that's funny, considering that StarCraft still sells for like $25 and Warcraft 3 still sells for $25 in a retail store. It's unbelievable.
Those battle chests, man.
I mean, shit. When you guys told me,
it's all the miniature strategy guys. That's what's jacking the price up.
Now. But here's the other thing, too. When you go to a big box store like that, you are actually loading up the physical copies, and there's only a select number. I mean, you only have a finite copy of games. When you go to a Walmart, here's our selection. When you go to GameStop, here's our selection. This is what we have in stock. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want a copy of Battletoads? Lol. If anybody knows the joke about Battletoads, whatever. But anyway, you can go on to Steam. And you can scroll through their vast library and assortment of games. And you can find games that maybe you weren't interested in or you didn't know exist, but sound interesting. And you can pick them up for relatively dirt cheap.
I think that's like one of the huge positives of digital distribution is that.
You're having mom and pop game developers, as we can say.
Indies.
You know, indie gaming community.
Which, I mean, the consoles are like... eagerly jerking themselves off over the indie games that they have.
Oh, yes. All right, yes. Blue Jays are winning. I'm done with that.
There we go.
Oh, wait. Are you a Yankees fan? Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, you're a Yankee fan. Let's go Blue Jays.
But anyway.
Oh, God.
Again,
as soon as I saw Sports,
I
was like, oh, shit.
Because of digital distribution becoming more prominent on the PC, we're starting to see indie gaming studios booming off the PC.
Yeah.
Faster than light. Our first Let's Play.
Minecraft.
Minecraft is like one of the epitomes of like indie game success.
Yeah.
Minecraft
can't get much bigger than that. Really. Like every kid under like 13
plays Minecraft,
has a Twitch account, which like.
And streams Minecraft.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Do you know, like, Minecraft basically has become, like, the Warcraft 3, like...
Oh, yeah.
Game, custom games?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And you know what, too? I'll say it this way. at my old department.
Minecraft and League of Legends are like the two, like, those are...
Dota, too. Dota has like 7 million players or something like that.
And League of Legends still
raps all over. I saw that League of Legends is having like a major league thing now. Like a major league of Legends.
Oh, yeah, though. No,
they've had tournaments and stuff.
Oh, yeah, so. That's...
But they've gotten bigger than, at least in the U.S., bigger than StarCraft. Or
bigger than
anything.
That's the biggest.
Anything for
yeah.
competitive gaming.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's the epitome of competitive gaming right now is that.
But anyway, back on the subject.
That's all digital. I don't think anyone owns a physical copy of League of Legends.
Because they don't exist.
But anyway, back to the subject of Minecraft. I mean, you're talking about a game that we downloaded digitally at my old fire station. And we had a group of guys who may or may not have been, you know, into that game beforehand, but they saw a couple of us playing it, and pretty soon we had line officers, lieutenants, we had people who were age 40 plus playing Minecraft at the firehouse. It was just one of those games that none of us would have known about unless it took off the way it did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was an indie game.
I got that for $15 at Alpha.
Yeah.
I spent $15 at Alpha like 5 years ago for that game. I still probably, if I went on the server and logged on, I could still download it.
And I paid $20 for it on Xbox 360 because I thought it was pretty neat.
It was probably worth it. I mean, you've dumped this many hours.
I saw you playing that forever a while back.
I don't know. I still like Minecraft. I think I haven't played it since 5 or 6 updates passed.
The one thing that people who buy physical copies of games still get that digital game owners don't get is the ability to sell their games back or to make, like, their games don't have physical value or monetary value after they purchase their game anymore.
Right, but again, there's people like me who, I don't sell back a game unless it is 100% necessary.
That's true, but like there's people like Sean Curley who sell back their game immediately the time they stop playing it. Like they stop using. I do. I do that for almost all my physical games until the end of the cycle. Then I keep what I can because I'm a greedy bastard and I want to be able to look back on my. I still own like a bunch of like Sega games that my Sega won't work and my N64 won't work either, but I still
a friend will have one of those to use.
And
everyone's
if
got
you ever want to get the game again, just go out and buy it, and if it's enough times passed
or go to a friend
cheaper.
And say hey
if you look for like N64 games, there's
some
still
of
like,
are still
there's still
expensive.
Like 10-15 bucks.
Well, I mean, like Smash is like 25
is
still.
It really still even though you can get it on emulator for free
I still have my original hard copy of I got a bunch.
It's worth
of them.
Some money.
The Legend of Zelda.
Just saying, yeah.
I
it's
have
like,
my original.
That's the. I mean,
Mario Kart. My God, Mario Kart must still be pushing about
those
$20
still. Yeah,
for
like
hard
those.
Copy.
Those still have value. Whereas digital,
well, I think everybody had Mario Kart.
Yeah,
so
that, I think
the
that's.
Down
yeah.
Plane,
well,
man.
It's a classic game.
Right. Yeah.
Now you could probably still sell that for a decent, at least 10.
I mean, I was kind of pissed off at my mom because there's kind of a story here with my Nintendo.
Yeah, that happens with every. I swear to God, was there a garage sale and she sold it for really cheap?
No, it's even worse than that. So my
My
buddy back in the day, was kind of hard on his luck. I guess his family was, or the way she tells me it now, because I didn't really understand. For me, it was the way she explained it. Hey, you got a new system with the Sega Genesis. You're not playing your NES anymore. You want to give it to your good friend who really doesn't have anything to play. And I said, yeah, I'll give it to him. I mean, you know, whatever. Being the good friend. 2 weeks later, he gets an N64, and that thing just sat in his basement and didn't do anything.
The N64 or the games?
And yes, my Nintendo.
Oh, gotcha.
So it was Duck Hunt, Mario, Top Gun, things like that. Things
you
go to the
out?
Flea market, and like back in the day, you go to the flea market, and there are people selling these games, and I'm pretty sure they must have fallen off the truck, quote, quote, you know, that you were picking them up for, and the cartridges, you know. And
to be fair, Jax, nowadays, neighbor across the street has every single NES game ever made on one cartridge. And he just puts that in, and you can play any NES game you've ever, and you just select it and you play it. And it's not like, I mean, those things aren't that expensive. It might be like $100 on every game.
But nowadays,
it depends, I guess.
But now,
well, no, even those game collections, they don't cost that much. Though.
Yeah.
And nowadays,
but that's now, not then. Obviously,
right?
But it sucks.
Nowadays, you can't
when will
even
then
play.
Be now,
But nowadays you can't even
soon.
But nowadays you can't even use the original blaster gun. You know, the phaser that you had.
You can't use that anymore?
No, you can't use it because what they were designed for was the old cathode ray tube televisions, which had the concave screen on it. There was actually a slight curve to the older style TVs, the cathode ray tubes TVs.
Yeah, speaking of curves being the innovation in TVs, we've had them forever.
So
just the other way, though, I guess.
Yeah. So basically...
I think that's weird.
I'm not a fan of the...
I mean, I'm not, like, against it, but it's just, like, it's kind of cool. Like, you can see wherever you see, I guess, but...
Just weird looking.
It makes it seem impractical to me. Like, weird you can't looking. Put it anywhere. Like
flat is you can put
like
it on
flat
a wall,
you can put on but you put a curved screen, it just looks stupid.
But now, but if you were actually try this and actually shoot one of the phasers against new TV, your shot will be all cockeyed because you'll point straight, but it'll go up. You'll point down
because it's
and it'll
rounded
go
or whatever.
Over yes, because it because when they designed them. They compensated for the curve of the television.
But if you use like Kinect or PSI, you could probably do that.
Or like the new like guns
Wii U.
For
right.
Or the Wii.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody's made. Everybody makes new light guns.
Right.
Because everybody likes using light guns for things.
Dude. Time crisis.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. If they had like a time crisis game on console for like Wii or for anything.
They did. They made time crisis for console.
Did they?
Yeah, and it came with the handguns.
Did it recoil?
It was expensive. I don't think it recoiled though.
Oh, needs the recoil.
It does. No,
I
agree.
It needs the recoil.
The recoil makes it hilarious.
So
that was a ridiculous feature.
It was.
But again,
we should do arcade games.
Feedback while you're shooting. Like, oh god. But get the machine gun. It's cocking back. Like, oh my god. Kind of hold this thing steady.
By the way, to get back. That,
doesn't the freaking Terminator game?
Oh yeah, they all do now. But except that one that you played, the alien one.
Yeah.
Where it's
But that's
a stationary thing.
Travesties.
I think that might be something. Yeah. Well, go ahead, Jackson.
But anyway, back to get on topic of digital downloads and digital distribution.
Yeah, we went opposite with that.
Light guns.
Yeah, we went digital distribution
talk about
and
light guns.
So, anyway. As we talk about digital distribution, we start getting back on track. I know we've talked about this numerous times, but games with gold and concepts like that, or Sony's version.
The one that came before Games with Gold? Is that the one you're referring to?
Whatever.
The one that was there for like over a year before Games with Gold came out?
Again.
Man, you are hostile about that. God damn.
So anyway,
I'm saying, man, he looked at me. He's
don't look to me and expect me to say something. What'd you want? Remark about how I'm off by a year to pick the first name. But anyway,
you could have just said Games with Gold or the PSN Network.
Okay,
games, you know,
the PSN Network games, whatever. When you talk about those two, yes, even though the games may or may not be the highest, you know, the most current, you still have a lot of people who download them. And that also brings up the fact that there were people who sold their copy of the game or who lost it, who definitely, or in my case with Halo 3, was stolen. I had a lot of games grow legs and walk on
you
me through the door.
You lost a bunch of them.
Well,
you lost a bunch of them,
I can't help but that my roommates were complete assholes. And
if you went digital distribution, you'd still have those games.
Oh, yeah, but I also lost the Legendary Edition copy of Halo 3. Because I'm pretty sure one of the guys that took it from me. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the guy who took it from me probably sold
like
it for crack.
The silver thing?
No, that was the one with the Master Chief helmet on it.
No, I don't think the actual game, though, was any...
that was two, I think.
I don't remember. Yeah, two had the...
The silver
yeah,
one.
Two had the case.
Yeah,
that was two.
That was nice. That was a nice case.
That was two, yeah. I think
digital distribution also kind of brought on the genre of free-to-play, didn't it? Like, you don't get free-to-play games on hard.
No, because there's... I mean,
yeah,
the closest
they're just starting
so literally,
to show up. World of Tanks and, like, Planet Side.
Yeah,
exactly. All those games you wouldn't have without digital distribution at all.
The closest thing you had to free-to-play games via hard copy...
Demos.
...was in the old OXM.
Or PlayStation Magazine,
right.
Which was what I remember.
Or, well, yeah, the Xbox had demos,
I mean,
too.
Or even Nintendo Power. Even Nintendo Power, when I had the subscription
to that.
Yeah, they had a couple of GameCube
PC
games.
Gamer did.
Yeah.
That's how I played Battlefield 1942. 1942.
And that was the closest thing you had to free-to-play console games.
Yeah, it was.
Was the 20, 30-minute demo. Yeah. No.
You don't get too many demos anymore, really. No. I mean, they're still out there.
No, they're out there. Just they're not like...
They're not
when
that,
you bought a magazine, especially you get a
especially
demo
Especially because, you know, now you get... There's like a... I guess there's, you know, Let's Plays of games. Yeah. And you can watch gameplay and be like, oh, okay, this game looks fun.
And also, too, when the Xbox 360 started... Every game that came out had the option to download the demo with the trailer. So you actually, so 2 weeks before the game would be released. Well,
Halo didn't get a demo until like.
But it did have a beta.
Not everybody was in that.
Right.
A demo is open to everybody.
Right. But the demo of.
That can get their hands on it. Well, yeah. At least when it was hardware.
Right. And I'm going to do kind of one of those Evel Knievel jumps as to how people did demo for the demo. Is Crackdown. Back when Halo 3 came out, Crackdown came out with a Halo 3 beta. And I'm convinced is the only reason that game was as successful as it was because of the fact it offered the Halo 3 beta. It was a free game with a beta, as you put it, Kenny.
It was a game with a free beta. Right. Like, you still had to buy the
Crackdown.
Game. You still bought the game to get, like, you didn't... You
the
were,
reason you bought that game
was for the beta, but it was, you know, again, that's kind of what I was getting at with your old saying about that game.
That's why I bought it.
Right.
I mean,
that's why I bought it, too. That's why I bought it.
It was mildly fun when I played it. I mean, really, it was a good time killer.
No, but here's the thing. I was sold on that game because Crackdown had a 1.1 gigabyte... demo, which was going all over the Los Muertos district, and you were blowing shit up, you were shooting shit, and it was a hell of a time.
Yeah, I didn't need to buy the game after I played that, because I was like, I already played it.
Yeah, the demo is basically...
It literally is the game, but less space to move around.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty cool demo.
No, it was.
And there was a lot of demos like that.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be that cool, because it didn't make me feel the need to buy the game. I kind of failed at the whole purpose of a demo.
Right. But still,
which apparently now has moved to betas,
right?
Via Hardline and everything,
right.
Destiny and
but
all
now
that
even
stuff.
So with betas, it used to be here download this,
which
shit
is all digital.
Now
yeah.
It's
by the way,
hey,
all
you
digital.
Are going to be selected to be in this beta. So,
but again, that comes into what Andy said about you can just go watch a stream or a Let's Play and
right.
Yep,
you can watch the stream of somebody that got the beta and be like, oh, well, I think I'd play this. I'm going to, you know, check it out.
By the way, we do have Destiny beta keys. I got to start getting out to you and Dave because I promised.
He might have one. I don't know.
Well, if I do, I'll probably give it to either Matt.
Is that
Andy.
Open yet or no?
No.
No, it doesn't open up till August or
something like that.
September or August.
I hope it's August because September the game comes out.
I think, no, July. It comes out in July.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
so
that makes
beta
sense.
Beta comes out in July, so I got to go through my email
and
pull up the codes.
It's not going to be a beta. It's going to be a just play around with the game for a little while.
Yeah.
You don't go into beta test fucking 2 or 3 months before the fucking game comes
you
out.
You go into beta test.
That might, that's a bit of a travesty to call. Like,
why?
Betas aren't betas anymore.
Right.
Let's face it.
And unfortunately.
Not everything is. I mean, Heroes of the Storm Alpha is still an alpha. Even then, I wouldn't.
It's a polished alpha.
Because it's a polished alpha.
It runs really good.
Yeah. Right? Have either of you crashed on it yet at all?
Nope.
I still haven't.
I bought my first hero using the store. I bought Tassadar last night.
Tassadar's a good one.
Because I needed to get not a Warcraft hero, and I needed something else that wasn't a warrior. Because all the ones I wanted were like ETC.
Unfortunately,
and Tyrael,
the daily quest, I think this time, is support again.
The ones I have are support and Starcraft hero, so.
No. Oh, support. Oh, yeah. No, I had a specialist.
I have all three. Because I haven't done them in a while.
Yeah, I had to play Gazlo twice. We lost both times, but.
I'm just going to wait for the new rotation.
Dude, and I tell you, maybe I should save it for our Talk to Communities episode.
Yeah, we'll.
I'll save it.
That video, though, was hilarious that you showed
me. But no, I had Toxic Community event, like an event happen yesterday.
No way. You got to tell me after. Yep. After we, sorry, listeners. Yep.
Next week we'll
talk about it again, though. But anyways, Jackson, I mean to.
Well, like I was saying.
That's digital, by the
way. We've already talked. We've already spent a whole episode talking about the betas and the alphas
right.
Nowadays. But
yeah, anyway, that's what I'm saying. Reel us back into.
Right. So back into, you know.
They didn't. You know,
no one saw the look in the mouth thing.
You know, okay, but anyway, so with digital distribution, I think it's going to be the way of the future, and I don't think that tangible hard copies of games will ever go away.
No,
No.
That is never going to happen.
Nope. Well, I think some companies will try to make it happen.
Some companies will slowly phase them out, but I don't think they're going to just disappear.
But I don't
especially
think
collector's editions.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Because you're never going to see that go away.
Because for me, and I'll say as I've said it numerous times.
Yeah.
And I will openly admit this. I am a Halo fanboy. I geeked out big time.
He's tripping over his words. He's so excited for the Master Chief Collection.
No. I'm not excited for the Master Chief Collection. I'm excited for something else. I geeked out big time because of two things. One, if for any of those people who don't know me, I have a huge head. I have a huge fucking head. It is 18 to 19 inches in.
Yeah, the man's a realist, man.
I have a big ass head. So, my firehouse has a snowmobile rescue team that I'm actually probably gonna.
Oh, I know. I saw what you were talking about already.
I would have to buy my own helmet or be reimbursed by the fire department for buying my own helmet. So I was throwing around ideas, basic black helmet, whatever. Until last week, the announcement of a Master Chief DOT, Department of Transportation, regulated, safe for use,
it does
Master
look kind
Chief,
of awesome.
Master Chief motorcycle
it does
helmet.
Look kind of
it's
awesome.
Pretty amazing.
And I am going to buy that shit and not put that reimbursement in for the firehouse. Because I'll probably use that more times than none outside.
Just wear it. Just to wear it.
I will fucking walk around wearing that shit with pride and distinction. But
he would. He's going to embarrass us every time he does it, too.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
It'll be awesome.
I can totally see him going out to the bar.
Jax, you be comfortable with you. You do what you got to do,
damn
brother.
Right. Look, I'm Chris Jax. I have my own very unique style. And if you can't live with it, then kiss my ass.
You'd be like, yo, babe, you want to be my Cortana?
Damn right.
Get inside my head. I'll let you in my armor any day.
You just took it to a dark
place. That's exactly what you would say. Don't get me wrong.
No, I would, but you took it to a dark place. You put the thought in my head. Oh, but anyway, again.
Reel us back in again, Jax.
Again, I am a Halo fanboy. I will always buy for Halo the limited or collector's edition because I like that stuff. I like having the Halo 3 Master Chief helmet. I love having the Halo Reach Collector's Edition statue. I love having the Halo 4, book capsule that it came in. I love
that stuff over, the statues and stuff. Yeah. I like when it comes with, little books and things.
I mean, for God's sakes.
Devil's Reach was really good.
For God's sakes, Halo Reach came with Dr. Halsey's journal, which I read thoroughly.
I hope so. You bought it.
I mean, it's right on, yeah.
I mean, but again, I will always want a tangible copy of my Halo games. Now, when it comes to Skyrim or an Elder Scrolls game or a Gears of War game, I mean, I do have the Marcus Fenix statue, but that was because it looked fucking badass as shit. But when it comes to games that, like a Saints Row game or a Grand Theft Auto game or something of that
something
nature.
That isn't Halo
or Gears or something that
something
I,
yeah something that you enjoy but you wouldn't right. You don't want to spend the extra money on.
I would definitely easily pay $50-$60 for the digital distribution. One, because I'll
you
never
pay
lose
60,
it.
So
yeah, 61, because I'll never lose it. Two, I can just pull it up. And three, if I go over to a friend's house to have a LAN party like we did at Dave's bachelor party, all I have to do is I don't have to look around and copy the game. I just load it up. Because we did that for Halo 3 and it worked out great.
No, that's true.
It did work out great.
Yeah. I just plugged in my Xbox. Okay, what game are we playing? Halo 3. Got it.
If we said a different one, though, it would have been like, oh, shit, I need the disc.
Right. But
so. Yeah.
But again, if digital distribution was like that, cool.
As memory
space gets cheaper, it will be, hopefully.
And for God's sake.
But games are becoming, taking more and more space.
Yeah.
I got.
It's hard. You gotta find the.
I got the new generation of the Xbox 360 because my other Xbox 360 was taking a shit, my original one.
I'm
on my second one.
I still have the.
I'm on my second. I'm on my third. I stole my sister's.
My original Xbox I sent back to the company because the Laserdisc reader still shit the bed.
That's pretty much what mine went for, too. Yeah.
I got it replaced for free because I kind of bullied the guy from Microsoft into doing it. I then sold that Xbox a year later to one of the guys I work with at the ambulance and the fire department, and he moved back to Messina, okay?
Messina?
Yeah, he lived in Messina. He moved back for a job. So he was selling the... He wanted to trade in the Xbox, and he got $150 for that Xbox for the newer copy. But I digress about that. But again, that was because I got certified. But whatever. The fact was is that when I got the new copy, I went from 20 gigs on a hard on an external hard drive to 250 gigs on an internal hard drive with the new system. To this day, I still have 150 gigs left, and I download movies.
Yeah, I got
movies.
A lot, too.
Yeah. I am a big movie. Do. I have every
episode. He's got every season of Archer, probably.
Every season, every episode.
South Park.
No, I don't have all South Park. I have some episodes of South Park.
Oh, you don't have all of them?
No. What, you think I made money over here? I bought the season pass to Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I'm not ashamed of. I have probably about 20 movies in my collection. I probably have got about $2,000 worth of digital media on my Xbox, and still.
So digital's not just for games, by the way.
No. I think
it probably. As far as smart TVs go, I don't think smart TVs will catch on.
I think we're going to see the death of DVDs and Blu-rays coming up here pretty soon.
No,
for a while. Not Blu-rays. DVDs, maybe.
DVDs. Yeah.
I think DVDs are going to cave to Blu-ray.
Blu-rays are coming in.
Yeah, they're in the Xbox. They're in the PS. What's the shitty name for the PS4? I forget. The Piss-4s? Yeah, Piss-4s.
Piss-4s.
I think that's what they are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Either way, it's in both of them. So. Right. And I don't know if it's in Wii
and again
U,
with
but.
That we can go into a 2-minute discussion about why Microsoft finally yielded to Blu-rays, because there was HD DVDs.
HD DVDs was a stupid idea to begin
and no,
with.
No, it's because of porn. Let's face it.
It's
porn,
true.
Porn went with Blu-ray.
And actually that's the God's honest truth.
It's what
the
happened
porn
to DVD
industry.
And what's the other one? Oh God, I don't remember.
The other thing
that competed with DVDs way back in the day.
It wasn't VHS because VHS.
No,
was
no, it was the other. Oh shit!
But it's like Betamax.
Someone, please tell me. Someone, please tell me. But
oh god,
it was something that competed with DVDs, but porn went with DVDs.
You gotta
so.
Get the, yeah, it's what people get in their nudie mags on nowadays.
Yeah. But now we have the internet, and the porn industry's kind of become irrelevant for hard copies and such. But
digital distribution. I'm saying.
But again, getting off of porn and getting back on this. The reason that Microsoft did not want to go with a Blu-ray player and backed HD DVD was because Sony had the patent on Blu-ray.
Oh, really? That's
Sony
what
they
had
did.
The
they
patent
did for a while yeah.
on Blu-ray. And Vinny Spadafora, God rest his soul, I took EMC Electronic Media Communications 101 college, and unfortunately, he did pass away about a year or so ago. But again, Vinny Spadafora, he had the whole load on that RCA. Eventually became Sony. So that was like, so you have to think about it this way. RCA, NBC, CBS, and ABC all were under one roof at one point in time. This company owned everything. Then Sony bought a whole bunch of stuff. Then RCA still kind of exists in its own brand. But, long story short, Sony owned the patent on Blu-ray. So for the longest time, up until the patent, you know,
Expired.
Which
really
about,
is, oh, well, I guess
it's kind of, it's up now.
Patent laws.
Again, before patent, before you had to pay.
Right over my head.
Again, you know, if Microsoft did it when the time every platform was changing from HD DVD to Blu-ray, HD DVD versus
DVD
Blu-ray.
DVD to Blu-ray, yeah.
There, Microsoft would have had to have paid Sony a royalty for every console they sold. So Sony would have made money off the Xbox platforms, 360 platforms, had the Blu-ray player gone to Xbox 360.
I don't blame them for thinking that way at all, but, you know, it's like when it's not your technology, like, and you're pushing something that you know no one's going to go for.
But
it's kind of where I'm like, okay, look, sometimes you just got to accept the loss and be like, look, it's not that big of a deal. You're still going to be taking the like, most of the money from the sales that you make for any, like, sort of digital Blu-ray you sell.
And I remember my uncle being pissed pissed because the guy at Best Buy blatantly lied to him and said, oh, yeah, the 360 will play Blu-rays.
Oh.
Ouch.
I told him,
that's horrible. That's horrible.
So he put in a Blu-ray disc into this Xbox he bought for his kids. His kids loved the Xbox, did not want to go to the PlayStation 3, and he had all these Blu-rays just lying around open.
That sucks.
I believe the guy from Best Buy ended up getting fired, but
I'm excited for the day that Steam sales and stuff like that goes to movies, and it's like, yo, there's a movie sale. Digital site has movie sales, and like you can buy a movie for like a dollar.
And I think that's what Netflix is going to come to. I can see Netflix or
Netflix.
Flickr or
Netflix is already doing what it does.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll do that,
but I can see other things like what's that one? Flickr. Or something like that. They're Crackle.
But see, Netflix you have to pay a subscription for.
Right.
See, I would like to some. I mean, I'm not, you know, very well off, so I wouldn't mind having a sale and being able to spend $2 on a movie that I could watch on my laptop or.
Well, what I'd like to see is
my 360 or my or whatever for
Netflix
whatever, you know?
Offering like the summer blockbuster hit sale. So like 3 months.
Does
after
Netflix sell movies at all?
Yes, they do. You can actually buy new releases on Netflix.
Really?
Yes. Did not know that.
You have to look
digital distribution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I know this because we tried to watch something that just came out, and it was like $18 or something like that on. Yeah. But also too, you guys all have Xboxes, and the Xbox Marketplace does have.
Movie
sales of movies.
They do.
That are recently released. Mm. That's where I get all my stuff. So, like, with the Avengers, I paid $9 for
it. It's cheaper. Yeah, it's cheaper than getting it, which makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you guys think Steam will ever go on to, like, consoles?
Well, I know Valve is trying that experience with, what is it, the Steam Box?
Steam
or something?
Box.
Mm-hmm. I don't...
It'll be something, like, do you mean, like, something like it or Steam on?
Like a Steam app type
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I can actually
foresee
that.
I can see the marketplace.
Steam app would be nice.
I could see,
yeah.
I could see
console games from that.
Yeah.
I could see, like, not Steam itself, but yeah, well, I could see the marketplaces for consoles just kind of evolving into that.
Because with both consoles, the means is already there. They have the means, they have the tools.
Well,
but
with two consoles, not the third, really. Well, sorry, Wii U. But
I think they have a pretty good... I know the Wii had a killer marketplace. You could get like old games and shit on it.
Could you get movies?
You could get N64 games on it.
Could you get movies? I know you could get N64, which is awesome, by the way.
I don't think you get movies.
I don't think Wii U movies. I don't think they've gone.
I don't know. I know you can use like Netflix
but
and streaming services on it.
But yeah, okay. That's good.
But again, with all three consoles, the means and the tools are there. Now it's just the drive. And again, it's all, in my opinion, the first company that antes up with the next generation console and says, hey, we're going to do something like Steam and have maybe those gold titles that are a couple of years old. We're going to sell them for $1.50 a game.
Well, I mean, that is pretty much what Steam does.
We're going to take 50% off.
Or indie games, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Usually big titles can go for like $20, $40.
Yeah, no, but you're not seeing like a brand new game going for like $6. It'll be games like Skyrim being $5 because that game is...
$13 for the Legendary Edition.
2 years.
It was $13 for all the DLC.
Yeah, 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, so...
Yeah,
they can afford to like
yeah.
go that low this
right
in this at this point just because.
But you're gonna see
and they'll sell it too.
Yeah, so many people bought that.
Like you can't tell me for the people who sold Skyrim that you wouldn't buy that game.
There's reasons why you can get it on the PC and that's for mods.
Yeah,
consoles does not have mods.
There are multiple games that I own two copies of.
Yeah,
PC and console.
Me too.
For the community mods.
Left 4 Dead is one of them because I want Velociraptors in my, my Left 4 Dead game. I'm sorry.
Mod support. Mod support that isn't like multiplayer game breaking mods, like fun, like.
Like, for instance, the Dr. Zoidberg mod in Skyrim, which is fucking hilarious. Or the Macho Man Dragons.
I remember them being brought up at some point.
We don't have a shit for a hat because we're running out of time right now.
I was gonna say I could get my hat.
Nope, we're running out of time.
Damn it.
Well,
all right, Matt, you were going to say something?
I was just going to say that there's a game called Crusader Kings.
It's that's right.
There's a Game of Thrones mod for it, and you can like have it's like Westeros and then Essos over on the side. And
cool. That game is very complex, a strategy game.
It really is.
It's like all linear, like family, or what? Yeah, it's all.
It's like it's like
regicide kind of stuff.
Middle age Europe.
Yeah, it's a very feudal system. Yeah. Like, you know, this knight is being disloyal to you.
It's very complicated.
Oh yeah.
So anyway,
you gotta marry off your daughter to someone, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So Matt. Anyway, since we're running out of time, anybody got anything else to say before we wrap this up?
I mean, we'll probably touch on more of this like in a different episode too.
We do that a lot.
Now we have to talk about what was the other thing we got to talk about that goes with this? Oh, well.
Right.
Yeah. So next week, preview topic. Since we don't have shit for the hat, we're gonna do toxic communities.
Oh God. Get your rant pants ready. Yeah. It's going down.
Toxic communities next week. Be there. We'll be putting on the luchador mask. We'll be arming the man cannons, the mat cannons, and the man cannons. And
chances are, if you play a very popular any, not just narrowed down, I'm going to rip into you next week.
Mm-hmm. God be with
you. So suck it.
So yeah, blow me if you disagree with me on Matt things Jones. Next week.
Take us out.
All right. Thanks for sticking with us. Watch the ping.